Abdelhalim Barassi stands guard over the oil refinery at Ras Lanuf. It's a key asset in this energy-rich country and marks the edge of the rebel-held eastern areas that have thrown off control by Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Government forces are trying to drive the rebels from their position with rockets and airstrikes. Barassi is among the ragtag militia attempting to keep them at bay with anti-aircraft guns and Kalashnikovs. It's an uneven fight, but the young rebel vows to press on. Barassi says he will go to Tripoli, the capital. He will not rest until he reaches his goal or dies trying. His bravado is shared by others in this dusty spot on the Tripoli-Benghazi highway, a narrow ribbon of a battlefield along the northern edge of Africa. Like many of his age 20-something counterparts, Barassi was frustratingly unemployed before taking up arms in the anti-Gaddafi movement. With a keffiyeh draped around the collar of his borrowed camouflage jacket, he, along with his comrades, appear every inch the classic revolutionary. As those around him chant that God is great, he defines their mission, to free Libya from a despot. Much the way Colonel Gaddafi justified the coup that brought him to power more than 40 years ago. The irony of a popular uprising against a man who has long fashioned himself the ultimate rebel, flouting conventions, supporting revolutions near and far, is perhaps lost on this group of insurgents. Most were born too recently to consider the 68-year-old Mr. Gaddafi a brother leader, as he likes to call himself. They see instead an ossified leader, trying to foist his sons on Libya as if it were a kingdom. Barassi struggles to find a fitting epithet for his enemy. He settles on terrorist, a first-class terrorist. He then heaps praise on Osama bin Laden as a man who is 100%. It's not clear if Barassi is hurling a comparative insult or if he has genuine admiration for the al-Qaeda chief. Such is the legacy of Colonel Gaddafi, that Libyans have lived so long in fear of speaking out that what they want remains to a large extent unknown. So far, no cohesive message has come from the rebel fighters. Some take orders from a military council in Benghazi. Others simply come to the front. They share a desire to oust the man who, too, once promised a better future for Libya. But if they succeed, what they want next is anyone's guess. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Ras Lanuf.